Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
You know, if there's one thing you can guarantee in life, it's death, and that's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems that you might not be guaranteed a single way to be buried. There's a new trend, and it's called extreme embalming.
Oh. And how does that work, Jamar McNeil?
Glad you asked, Marilyn Dennis. People are taking their deceased loved ones and deciding, hey, why should I have my loved one just laying in a casket? Mm-hmm. Why don't I have them doing something a little more cheery?
Or something that they love to do?
Something that they're known for. For example, Marilyn Dennis, if someone you knew happened to host a TV talk show and you wanted to extreme embalm them, one idea might be to have them standing up in the chapel in front of a camera with a microphone in their hand.
Ah, that's funny.
That is funny.
Or sitting in the blue chair, as I usually do, with my legs crossed and ready to and leaning on the armrest.
We should stage that.
No, we shouldn't.
You know what? I've got to tell you, I know a story about this super Steeler fan.
Yeah.
And he was put in his lazy boy chair, his favorite place to be,
uh-huh,
with his favorite drink in that little holdy cup.
Yep.
And he was
embalmed. Dead. Sitting in his chair.
Wearing his jersey.
This happened a couple months ago. There was a guy, I don't know if you can remember on the internet, the picture was circling all over social media, a guy who was embalmed on his Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Mm-mm.
And they rode him through the town.
No.
On his Harley.
Like a float.
Like a float.
No.
You can Google this one that I found. This happened weeks, maybe months ago.
Yeah.
A man in Nigeria, apparently very, very rich. He loved cars, and his family had a lot of money, so they embalmed him in a BMW X5. And they buried him in the dirt with the car.
With the car.
Sitting up.
Sitting up, holding the steering wheel.
No!
And they buried him and the car.
You know what? God, put what sunglasses on him, and it's not that freaky.
I guess not. I don't know.
No, we get it, Bernie.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme embalming. Yeah.
How about this one? How about this lady? New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Maggie Easterling is her name.
Uh-huh.
They used extreme embalming for her memorial. She was posed sitting down wearing a feather boa with a glass of champagne in one hand and a cigarette in the other. That's how I live my life.
This is taxidermy, right?
It's taxidermy.
It's 100%.
You know what?
Human taxidermy.
It's taxidermy. It's human.
That's so right.
It's like, I might as well maybe a rug. Or a throw in the house. I can't say I'd ever be in for this, guys.
I feel like it's disturbing to your loved ones.
But I think it's the loved ones that are doing it.
No, I know. I don't want to walk into, you know, a funeral and in the middle of my grief process go, like things are still there. Yeah,
I'm thinking about, this is so remote, but anyway, in New York City, there's a great restaurant called Sardi's.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Sardi's has all those illustrations of people who've gone by. Yeah. Instead of that, it would be the heads of Bob Hope.
Oh,
you know, that's embalming. That's taxidermy.
This is taxidermy.
Just do the tree thing for me, everyone. That's what I want.
What's the tree thing?
You get cremated, and I think they put your ashes into like the bulb of a tree, and then they plant the tree, and then you have a tree.
And my mom and dad have that.
I like that. I'm down for that.
I don't know where the tree is, but anyway, somewhere in the forest. Listen, people are celebrating their lost loved ones, you know, by doing it that way.
There's also a new way of decomposing your body and using that as like ground or something. Like it's a brand
new coffee thing. Grinds.
Yeah, it is really, they quickly decompose your body as opposed to cremate.
Where's Grandma?
And then,
well, she's back there in the garden.
She is the garden.
All right,
boy.
Grandma's fertilizer.
Right. I don't like
that. Well, do you want to be fertilizer or are you want to be Madame Tussaud's wax museum? Take a chip, your pick. Don't get anything called a vampire facial. Not that I had to tell you that, but I'm going
to
tell you.
No, it has to come from if you do it, it has to come from a medically clinic that is medically. What am I trying to say, Caitlin? Reputable.
Not giving out HIV.
Well, there's a vampire facial. It's usually done with client's own blood. The blood is injected into their skin. They put it in a centrifuge, you know?
Right.
And they shoot it back and into your skin.
Nah.
It's to build the collagen.
Nah, I'm not in on that.
Two people got the service done between May and September of last year in New Mexico. And guess what? They got HIV.
Because of the needles.
Because of the
needles.
They
were reusing the needles.
Yeah.
So,
that's extreme, man.
I don't know. I mean, am I so unhappy with my face that I want to shoot my own blood back into my face? It's all right, right?
There's so many new, exciting, non-surgical procedures that can improve the appearance of your skin.
Like oil of Olay.
Yeah. I've had this done on my chest, you know.
Yeah.
I have.
Wait,
I had,
really?
Yes, I have. Because to get rid of the wrinkles. So,
yeah. And did it work?
Trevor Bourne's, a very reputable doctor in New York and Toronto, and I asked him before I knew about any of this, what does it look like? How does it get cleaned? And they're so reputable.
And it worked?
It sure did.
So walk us through the process.
Okay, so what they do is they give you shots on your chest to get to so it doesn't hurt so much when
like
the needles go in.
Like a little anesthetic?
That correct. Okay. And that has to settle for a moment. And then you get other needles in, and it extracts the blood.
Okay.
The blood goes into a centrifuge and tubes.
Right, and then they spin
it around.
Down the blood.
You got downtime. You're waiting.
Okay, so you're watching your blood being spun down.
Well, you don't see it, but it's there.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Think of it as a crock pot. It looks like a crock pot. Okay, I'm trying to get
blood.
You visuals.
I love the visuals. Thank
and about you. I don't know how much time, but it's a good long time, like 45 minutes.
Sure.
Then he takes that. I'm giving you the very simple form of it. Then he takes it and takes your blood and he puts it back into your.
So once, if you don't know, when they spin blood down, it separates into like the plasma, which is just the liquid, and the platelets, which are the cells. What are they putting back? Are they putting the cells in or the liquid? The plasma.
I'm not really sure, but I know that it's what's putting my blood back into me, and it is waking up the collagen.
Wow.
To pop up the skin. So I'm telling you, you have to do a couple of these because I want to tell everybody out there, don't lay out in the sun like I did, and because that makes you all wrinkly on your décolleté.
Ooh.
But what a difference. What a difference. My chest still has some wrinkles on it, but it just softens a little bit.
The thing to remember is like very, very manageable level of damage to the surface of your skin through something like, you know, a vampire facial, or they call it microneedling, where they have like little tiny needles and they just very slightly pierce the surface of your skin. It stimulates the body's natural response to damage, which is to create collagen and makes you look younger. I have seen so many people, Marilyn, go get this vampire facial on their face.
Yes, I know.
And they post the photo of it.
Yeah.
And it looks horrifying.
It looks disgusting because you see the blood dripping out of like the pores.
I don't
want to
see it at all.
Don't post that.
Yeah, a little bit of blood on my chest and then that was it. And then it takes a couple days to recover. What I want to say is the word is reputable. Mm-hmm. That is the problem. There are clinics all over Canada that are not reputable.
Oh.
They are doing, they're edging, they used to do facials and things like that and pedicures. Now they're getting these things where they think that they are hiring people that are very knowledgeable clinically to give you these kind of procedures.
It's like the old lady in the garage doing it for you.
Well, you've got to be really careful.
Honestly,
you've got to be really careful.
Do not buy a vampire facial on Groupon. Like, that's all. That's all you need to know.
That is right on. Like, go to a cosmetic surgeon who is reputable to get that done.
Okay.
Don't go to anybody else.
How about they change the marketing and just take the word vampire out of it?
Yeah, I know.
Good Lord.
I know.
I don't want to vampire anything.
I know. I so agree with you on that. That was bad marketing.
I had trouble eating Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But if you were to give it a clinical name, I don't know that people would be driven to go get it. So anyway.
All right, go get the vampire facial.
All right.
The key to happy marriage.
Gosh.
This is it.
Is it a superficial? I'm wondering.
Listen, anytime I give you one of these stories, it's almost always going to be superficial.
Just
preface that, okay?
Superficial wins.
It'll always be superficial. According to a new study, if you're looking to the key to a happy marriage, if you are a woman, according to a study, this was done at Florida State. This is an academic study.
Florida, though.
I know, but still, it's still a nice university.
Saying, right?
What you need to do if you're a woman, you need to find a rich husband.
That's it?
And if you're a man, you need to find a hot wife. And that's it. That's all it takes. So, hot wife, happy life, rich dude, good mood.
All right. Well,
I mean,
the theory continues.
Well, the theory is that, you know, for a woman, and of course this is a superficial postulation I'm making.
Well,
if things go wrong, at least he's got a lot of money to make you feel better. And if things go wrong, at least he's really hot and I like looking at him.
But beauty fades. Wow. Beauty fades.
As Judge Judy likes to say, beauty fades, but dumb is forever.
Well, Judge Judy.
And notice in this survey or this study,
yeah,
doesn't talk about age at all.
Doesn't talk about age. No, and I just feel like, you know, I can't speak on behalf of the male percentage of the population.
Yes.
Okay.
But for ladies, go get your own money and be the rich man yourself.
What did my mother say as she was holding my hand, asking my father for money? It's about 4 years old. And my dad said, you know, he was talking about budgets and everything. She just wanted $20. And she looks down at me, and my dad is standing there, and she looks at little Marilyn Dennis and says, squeezes my hand and says, have your own money. Never have to ask like I'm doing right now.
Wow.
Have your own money. Mommy, you're squeezing my hand. And then I hear, Shirley, you don't have to talk to her like that. But you know what? It stayed with me.
Yeah, well, you know, life lessons made by a hand squeeze.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion, Jamar?
Of course.
Can people who are in that circumstance that you just described, they have the hot wife or they have the rich husband.
Yeah.
Can they just text us and let us know how that's working out?
It would be the greatest thing we heard all morning. Yes. Yeah. So if you are in that type of relationship where you're super hot and he's super rich, are you guys happy?
Yeah, or have your people call us because you probably don't want to talk to us directly.
Marilyn, who said this? Somebody that we know, I feel like we've discussed this before because it's such a great line. And they said, you know, if you marry for money alone, you pay for it. You wind up paying for it.
Probably Jess O'Reilly.
Yeah, it was like a great little one-liner, and I thought, boy, is that true. Now, look, some people just out of love and out of happenstance, I'm sure they wind up marrying someone who's wealthy or someone who's super hot. But if you go into it with that expectation,
I don't know.
Take this, Florida. I'm not into that stuff.
Yeah, you're not into it? All right. Well, listen, what do you think? Is that the recipe?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, can you? I just thought about that.
Sure.
Florida.
Yeah,
think
I know.
Of all the attractive people down in Florida, the rich people in Florida.
No, just in Miami.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not talking about the outskirts, if you know what I mean.
You want to come to Jacksonville with me?
No, I know. By the way, I drove from Sarasota across to Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is all I want to say.
Yeah, Dania Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Everglades.
Woo!
Okay,
all right.
Is this the recipe? Hot wife, rich husband. A weird morning if you're opening up Instagram this morning, because I don't know if it happened to you, but it happened to me, it happened to Caitlin. Marilyn, did it happen to you yet?
I'm checking it right now.
Okay, it happened to Tom.
It didn't happen to me when you texted it to us yesterday.
The IG changes. I can't see how many likes people have anymore.
It happened to you?
Marilyn has it now, too?
Yep, happened to me.
What they're doing is they're beta testing this new feature where they want to say, let's make Instagram a little less superficial. You'll see the photo. You'll see that people have liked the photo, but you won't see exactly how many likes the photo has.
Uh-huh.
You know, it makes me feel a little weird.
And so this is part of a whole new, like, series of things that Facebook, because they own Instagram, is trying out. And something else that they've been trying out is Facebook dating. This is a feature that's only available here in Canada, Colombia, Thailand, Argentina, Mexico, and a couple other countries. So they've been rolling it out, this dating portion of Facebook. Now, they said they were going to introduce the secret crush feature on Facebook dating.
Secret crush on Facebook.
Yes, exactly.
That sounds like a slippery slope. There are already secret crushes happening on Facebook.
Yeah. So Secret Crush will allow Facebook dating users to select up to 9 friends that they want to express an interest in. So it's just kind of a funny thing. And I actually don't know anyone who started using the Facebook dating feature personally. I have lots of friends on Bumble and Hinge and those types of sites. But we got a text from somebody who said that they have used Facebook dating and it's actually going pretty well.
Lily.
Hello.
Facebook dating, huh?
Yep, definitely.
How long have you been on it?
I would say maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, now you've done Match before, you've done Plenty of Fish or any of those others?
Oh my gosh, I've done all of them.
Yeah. I knew you were seasoned. So Facebook dating, well, hey, let's just move on from that. Facebook dating, what's so different about it?
You know, I don't even know. It just happened by accident that it flashed up one time and I was thinking to myself, you know, not having any luck on all these other ones, I may as well try it. And it's actually kind of similar to the other ones where you chose pictures from Facebook, you just say a brief thing about yourself, and then if you like someone or if they like you, it flashes up in your notifications, so-and-so likes you or so-and-so left you a message.
Look at that. So they've taken the poke. Remember the poke
swiping thing?
Do you remember the poke feature on Facebook back in the day where you could poke somebody and say, hey, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they've taken the poke to the next level.
Yeah, they have. Hey, did you say something about swiping? What were you saying about that?
Yeah, I said it's not even like the other one where you swipe. It shows you their picture if they liked you or if they say it's a match for you.
So when are you going out?
Tomorrow night.
What?
Wow.
Right? And, like, I've been trying for, I'm not even lying, a year and a half on the other side. Nothing.
Tell us about the person. Cutie?
Seems super nice.
Okay.
Similar interests. Okay. I like talking with him. I liked that we live not far from each other, but far enough. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think the algorithm had something to do with that.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Uh-huh. And I think maybe the Facebook thing works, too, because I'm of a generation that still uses it.
Right.
So
right. Which is fine. You've weeded out all the idiotas, but it's fine. So
where are you going to go tomorrow night?
We're going to a restaurant for dinner and drinks.
Okay. Listen, you have to call us on Monday and tell us how this date works out. Because if it actually works, then we can all get off of Match and get onto Facebook again. You know what I mean?
Right? That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, too.
I'm not even kidding you. A year and a half on the other sites and Facebook comes through for me.
I'm so happy for you. Because I know people get so frustrated, then they give up altogether.
Well, that was totally me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's not put all our eggs in one
Facebook. No. Right. But you know what, Jamar? Honestly,
dating is a process.
No, yeah. I understand that. But I have so many girlfriends that have just given up completely. And so I love the fact that you have that attitude. Well, I'm going to try that. I have no expectations other than have a nice time.
Okay, well, listen. It's about 7:20. Let's make an appointment Monday morning around the same time. We're going to talk to you and figure out how this date went. We're not going to say his name. But we're definitely going to talk about how this date went.
Yeah.
Deal?
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And Lily, thank you for doing that. And also, don't tell him that we're going to do that.
No, okay. No, I don't think that's a good plan.
Our secret.
Lily, thanks for being so open about this with us. That's really helpful.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, have a great date this week, and talk to you Monday.
Thank you. Take care.
I cannot wait to find out this date.
And we've actually got a few more texts just now. Someone said, I think this is the best endorsement you can give to a dating app. Mm-hmm. I've tried Facebook dating, and it's actually not terrible.
Not terrible is a great standard.
And someone else says, FB dating tells you if you have FB friends in common, so you can be formally introduced. Well, that's kind of helpful.
That is very
helpful. That real-life connection.
I would personally date someone that I have no connections with, because if it doesn't go well, you don't want the whole circle talking about Jamar and blah, blah, blah. No way.
Yeah. It's a tough one, isn't it? But good on Lily. All right.
So, guys, Monday morning, meet us back here. Same time, same place. Chum, 7:20. We're going to talk to Lily and find out how that date went. Courtesy of Facebook dating. Who knew?
You're an inspiration there, Lily.
Yeah, she is. Well, maybe. We'll find out Monday. It's the E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. With up to 15% off all beds, dressers, and nightstands, there's plenty to pick and snooze from at the IKEA Bedroom event April 29th through the 13th. Visit IKEA for the details.
Here's who's losing some sleep. Is maybe Megan and Harry, because that baby's born yet?
No, Marilyn.
That's a conspiracy.
I literally have dreams of Marilyn just grabbing the baby out of the room. Get out of here.
Come on.
It's coming.
So, no baby. No baby.
Okay.
But that's what the conspiracy is, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. But let's talk about what has actually happened. What has actually come out.
That was a drop.
And that is Kelly Clarkson's appendix.
Oh, my gosh. What a story this is.
Marilyn, my joke yesterday on your show was that this woman is coming for our jobs because she's an excellent host. And she hosted the Billboard Music Awards on Wednesday night with appendicitis. Couldn't tell. She was singing, dancing,
introducing,
hosting.
Yeah.
Having fun with everybody. And then it turns out they put her on a plane right after so she could have surgery to get her appendix out. I would not have been able to do that. Marilyn, I know you would have, but I can't even work through a stubbed toe. So
the pain that she must have been
pain.
In.
I kind of want to go back and watch the show and see if I can spot any moments. Which
you can't.
You can't, right?
I'm telling you, I watched every minute of that show, and I actually said to Marilyn that I thought she was one of the best parts of the show.
Isn't there anything?
Kept things going. And she's like getting ready. She's getting her talk show ready.
Yeah.
She's just finished a tour. She's recording new songs. She's hosting the Billboard Music Awards, and she's dealing with a bum appendix. So, yeah.
She's a superstar. She is a true professional.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, you're amazing. We love you. And stop being so good. Like, enough already. God. I also want to talk about the big story yesterday, the wedding, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
So a lot of people had a lot of questions. Like, does that mean they're not having this big wedding in France? Well, here's the thing. In France, they had to get like their marriage license officialized before they could have the wedding in France. So that's right. why they did Vegas the way they did Vegas. So they could have the piece of paper, then take it to France and have their fancy wedding where she gets to wear the yeah. proper dress and Arya Stark gets to be her maid of honor.
Uh-huh. That makes yes. sense. And then all the family members can be there. But what a That's fun thing right. that they did, though.
I know.
I love that.
I almost don't want them to have the fancy one.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just, I mean, like we said, when Priyanka and Nick got married 18 times, right? The only way to go.
It was a month long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only way to go is make it low key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which a lot of stars are doing these days.
Lots. Like, yeah. Jude Law just got married yes. on The QT.
Uh-huh.
Do we still say it that way?
Sure.
And as we recall, Justin and Haley Bieber last year just kind of went to the courthouse. So yeah. maybe this is a trend. A celebrity, non-bombastic wedding trend.
Well, you keep the media and the paparazzi out of it, for sure.
It's also, like... That's you know, you know, these people, okay, for a real person, mm-hmm. civilians, mm-hmm. the wedding is your Oscars, right? It's your Grammys. It's your big event. But they go to big events every other yeah. day.
Right.
It's yeah. not that a big of a deal for them to get dressed up in a really fancy gown
True.
And get their hair and makeup done and have people taking pictures of them.
But it is rare for them to have people who care and love them in one sitting without the... The
phonies?
Yeah, without the phonies.
I kind of feel like that's what a concert is. Like yeah. at a Jonas Brothers concert is that, yeah. where thousands and thousands of people are just there to love them.
Right, but without people passing out and
yes.
weird, you know.
Just very quickly, two pregnancies we want to report.
Blake Lively.
Wow.
Announced her pregnancy or showed her pregnancy, her third baby,
wow.
yesterday at the Pikachu premiere.
Uh-huh.
Dressed in yellow, because that's the Pokemon color.
Sure.
and yeah, that is their third child.
And Keira Knightley.
And Keira Knightley is pregnant with her second child.
Wow. Beautiful.
And Meghan Markle is still pregnant,
That's why I led you down that path. And there might be a third pregnant. Oh, there is. I say, and you told me this in the hallway. Mm-hmm. This weekend.
I want it to be tomorrow. I want it to be a royal Jedi, because tomorrow is May the 4th. Tomorrow's Star Wars Day. I want this baby to be born tomorrow so we can call it the royal Jedi.
Very good. Lainey, we love having yeah. you in here. E-Talk is on tonight at 7 o'clock featuring that one. Lainey.
It could be a knowing. Girl. And they just call it Princess Leia.
Hey.
A girl can be a Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Lainey. We'll see you tonight. 7 o'clock, CTV, E-Talk.
I mean, excuse me if it's a little anticlimactic, but I think it is quite frugal, especially in Toronto where we're paying like $1 million homes and stuff. If you want a wedding dress, you can get a very nice one. Just get a secondhand. They're even renting them these days.
Yeah, they are, which is great. And this was this topic that we brought up about 20 minutes ago, and so many of you have responded.
More than I thought.
Yeah,
more than
too.
I thought. A ton of people are actually doing the secondhand wedding dress route. Someone hit us up and said, yeah, I got a wedding dress for $1,700. It was originally priced $8,000.
Yeah.
But it was secondhand, so I paid a fraction.
And you paid like for a designer dress, mm-hmm. and you paid for a fraction of that. And why not? I thought about this, guys, as I mentioned to you before. A lot of guys, they will rent their tuxes and then return them.
Of course they do.
So why wouldn't they do that? And they're renting prom dresses, which I think is a great idea, and sending mm-hmm. them back. So why not that?
I've had so many people tweet now and text in saying that they've rented a dress or they've bought it secondhand or they paid almost nothing for it and they just loved it so much and thought it was a great experience. And I tend to agree.
Yeah.
As somebody who bought a new dress, and I was careful. I mean, I wasn't going to Vera Wang, but it's still expensive because you're paying that markup for the white lace dress. And I just don't think it's worth it. And I know now that there are some dress rental stores that have branched out into doing rental wedding gowns, and I wish that I had have done that, to be honest with you, and spent the budget on something else.
Wow.
Something I could wear again. Like, yeah. I mean, if you're going to spend crazy money on something, get a great coat, get a great purse.
Or save the money for the honeymoon. That's
put it into the
say.
Trip, yeah. Listener said sister bought a used dress.
Uh-huh.
It was actually a dress she wanted to try on at David's Bridal, and they didn't have it in stock. She paid a third of retail.
Wow.
Used. I mean, I think it's an unfair standard for women to have a brand new unused dress And for a guy to just walk down the aisle in just in a used tux that costs $100.
It's probably because now it's available that you could rent them. It's just a choice that I think that we've habitually made all these years because this is your day. As, you know, Lainey said during entertainment, this is your Grammys. This is your Oscars. So, you know, a lot of these stars do rent or do borrow a dress, but it's usually not used.
Mm-hmm.
So you want the best dress that you can, but budgets being what they are, like you say, it's so expensive to live in this city. And also, you know, you want to look the best that you can. Who's going to know?
Right.
Who's going to know?
No one's going to know. As long as it looks good on you.
Yeah, well, you know, this is what we do. Hey, I like your shoes. Thanks. Oh, $2.99 at Winners. Like, don't say that for your wedding dress. Like, don't. I mean, there's kind of bragging rights to it as well.
Yeah.
But I would have to say that some of these bridal places, if they wanted to, they could do all these new dresses. Perhaps they do already and say, here's some dresses that have been worn before, but, you know, gently used, and we've dry cleaned them and made sure that all the pearls and lace are in place.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to try that? That might be your budget.
And the other thing that I'm seeing now from a lot of texters is if you did buy a brand new wedding dress, you can actually have it turned into other things. So someone said, I had my daughter's first communion dress made from my wedding dress.
That's a good idea.
And someone said, I let two other women use my dress to get married, and then I actually donated it to my church, and the nuns would cut it up and make baptismal dresses for anyone in need.
Pay the dress forward.
Right?
Wow.
I like that. So that's a lovely
idea.
If you have one, you know, there's places to donate it. Yeah. There's things you can do with it if you have it. But the markup is a little ridiculous.
You know, it made me laugh, that movie with Sandra Bullock in The Proposal when Betty White said, I want you to wear my wedding dress.
Yes.
And it didn't quite fit, especially in the breast area. She kept pinching to find it. A lot of historically speaking, I've known some people like in the States whose parents, this is Nana's dress, and then I wore it.
Like a tradition, yeah?
And then I want you to wear it. And they're like, no, I don't want to wear it.
I don't want to.
So this might be a good excuse. No, it's okay. You keep it.
Well, someone hit us with a caveat that I'm actually in on. They said, I would wear a used wedding dress, but only if the marriage of the previous owner worked out.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Well, it's in progress. But, you know, it's in progress. It's still in progress.
It's still in progress.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a bad luck thing. Who's going to know?
Who knows?
Anyway, thanks for letting us know how you feel about it.
So hopefully you're waking up to a direct deposit or maybe going to pick up a paycheck. I'm just going to warn you. Your guilty pleasure is costing you way too much money. And we talked this morning about guilty pleasure purchases. And we all do it. We have just that thing that we're willing to spend more money than we should on.
Yes.
Many, many times. The number you want to know? $250,000 in your lifetime you will spend on these guilty pleasures. Things like cosmetics, Caitlin.
Ooh, yeah, this is me.
Deliver.
I would say beauty in general, because it's not even really just cosmetics. It's like skincare, hair care, body care, anything.
So when you open up your bathroom vanity, is there just tons of lotion, tons of makeup, tons of like little eyebrow pencils, all those things?
There is so much stuff. My poor husband just cannot believe it. Like every day he's like, what is this delivery? And I'm like, it's more skincare.
Exactly. So wouldn't you love to get that $250,000 back into your pocket?
Yes. I feel like it's beyond my control now.
If you had a scanner.
Don't do this to me.
And scanned all the barcodes.
Oh, that's great.
And totaled it up. We did that on a show once about all the different creams and, you know, elixirs and shampoos and conditioners. You would be shocked alone of what is in your bathroom.
You're not invited to come to my bathroom. Dinner, and it comes soon.
I know that. No one ever lets me do
My
daughter-in-law especially, she goes, stay out of the bathroom.
The problem for me was the Sephora app. And when they developed this app, it's on my phone.
Made it way too easy.
And so now you get these different tiers of like membership at Sephora. I have like the one that you should have if you're like a professional makeup artist.
You're not the only one. Tons of people, their guilty pleasure is just another beer, another alcoholic beverage. Guilty pleasure. You're spending way too much money on that.
Mm-hmm.
How about shoes? I admit, I bought a pair of Nike Air Maxes the other day that they look great. It's a fantastic shoe. Really light, looks really sleek. I didn't really need it. And when I looked in my closet, I saw three other pair of all black sneakers. I was like, oh boy, I did it again. Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
And I did feel guilty buying it.
It's like buying the same dress over and over again. It's another black dress. We talk about that all the time. Yeah. Can you, right, Caitlin?
I do.
Am I looking at that?
I do that too.
Sure.
I have a bit of a uniform sometimes.
Yeah.
It is a uniform.
Exactly.
It is. I mean, I showed you a dress the other day and it came in like five other colors. See, I got it in black. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Guilty pleasure, Marilyn?
Yes. I like them. I like this cake. It's this called it's good from the earth, and it's their cake, carrot cake. There's no nuts in it. It's vegan. Not that I'm vegan, but there's no nuts, and I can't have nuts. And it's the most delicious. And it's moist and delicious. But you can buy the whole cake, which I wanted to, but I don't. They give you little individual wrap ones. Oh,
look at her. She knows it so well. But do you really need that much cake, though?
No, but you see, who am I kidding? When you add up all the little pieces that you buy, it makes a cake.
Yeah, you're getting a football field of cake.
That's right. It's like when you have those little samples at Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Who are you kidding? That you've only had four Snickers. Well, I've only had four. You just had a whole chocolate bar.
You had four that day.
Anyway.
Hey, Tom, guilty pleasure?
Mine is a Skinny Pop popcorn. I eat pretty much a bag a day almost. So let's say like five a week. That is $25 a week. $100 a month on Skinny Pop popcorn. That's way too much. I eat like a pillowcase full almost.
Why is
that
stuff so addicting?
Oh, it's so good.
Can I do a correction? It's Sweets from the Earth Spice Carrot Cake. I'm sorry, I'm still on there.
I am too, because I went to their website, Marilyn, to look.
You don't understand, it's so good. It's chocolate fudge pie. Okay, I did buy the chocolate fudge cake fan.
Yep.
And on a weekend, I got rid of it.
Oh.
I ate the whole thing. I was watching Peaky Blinders. I couldn't help it.
Well,
it's chocolate fudge cake. Okay, stop me right now. I'm hungry.
Just a word of advice, everyone. If you want to save yourself $250,000, take the guilty pleasure back a couple notches. These are the numbers. I'm just letting you know. Don't kill the messenger.
Oh, my gosh. They've got a cheesecake I didn't
Marilyn.
Know. Marilyn. That is fantastic. It's a chocolate cheesecake.
Marilyn, celery.
Okay.
Well, of course, that brand new smash hit from Shawn Mendes is trending. We're going to discuss that in just a minute. But first, I want to say that the Raptors are trending here in Toronto. They lost last night against the 76ers, so Philly now leads our series. But it's just 2-1 lead, and they play Sunday afternoon at 3:30. TSN 1050 is going to have it. And if you think you might be the Raptors' good luck charm, we want to give you the Raptors tickets that we're going to give away next week. I really hope that if you feel like you have good luck in your bones, please try to win these next week and we give them away. Because we want them to do well. All eyes are on the east coast of India, too, this morning. Tropical cyclone Fani is trending. It's making landfall there. It's expected to be the strongest tropical cyclone to make landfall in 20 years. They've got a lot of people living on the eastern shores where this is making landfall. They were trying to evacuate. I think I read they were trying to evacuate up to 1 million people. I mean, that's a massive evacuation effort.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So hopefully the evacuation efforts work, and we'll be watching that. You'll probably see that trending throughout the day. Now to Shawn Mendes. The new single, If I Can't Have You, trending all over the world. The Mendes Army is out in full effect. He released a music video at the exact same time as he releases the single. We've posted that to Chum's Facebook. It is a great music video. He looks very handsome as always. Boy, do I love this song. Like unbridled love, similar to my unbridled love for Shawn himself. But the second I heard it, I got that funny feeling you get when you listen to music as often as we do, where you think, I feel like a snippet of this song reminds me of something else. And you can't quite put your finger on it, but it reminds me of one of my favorite songs. It's a lesser-known Whitney Houston song called Million Dollar Bill. And I dance to it, and I love it. So I'm going to compare the two for you, and I want to know if you guys hear the same things that I hear. So, Shawn Mendes, here's the snippet of his new song.
I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, Million Dollar Bill, sounds like this.
I can see the way that he's making me feel this way about his love.
Hello.
Wow.
I don't hear it.
Stop being sarcastic.
You don't even believe me, right? I'm trying to look out for Shawn right now.
Yeah, you know when you're...
trying to save Shawn a couple bucks. I don't hear
so that song is 2009, written by...
Alicia Keys, her husband, Swiss Beats, super producer Swiss Beats, also helped on that. So it's just interesting because, you know, the songs in their entirety, very different, right? But there is that little snippet, that certain something. And I think because the word can't is featured so prominently, that's what grabbed me at first. I was like, can't. Hey, wait a minute. there's another song that sounds
like that. Yeah, and that happens not very frequently, but when it does, it hits hard. So there you go.
There you go.
There may be some changes on the writing credits, but needless to say, I love this new Shawn Mendes song.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Love it. Not throwing shade. Could not love it more. And you're going to have the chance to hear him perform this for the first time on SNL tomorrow night. He's going to be the musical guest on the show, and Adam Sandler's going to host. Can't wait.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.